Summary: when fiction feels like reality, the Energym AI dystopia and the crypto counter-narrative the rapid spread of a chilling Black Mirror-style spoof titled Energym has ignited a global conversation about the societal implications of artificial intelligence.
The video, which has gone viral on social media, envisions a near future where 80% of jobs have been replaced by AI, forcing humans to work on stationary bikes to generate electricity and earn a basic income.
This dystopian scenario, while fictional, resonates deeply with current anxieties about technological displacement. It's like a mirror held up to our fears. What if the future we're dreading is actually closer than we think?
The video's popularity isn't just a coincidence. It mirrors real-world trends, tech layoffs, a shrinking white-collar job market, and a growing sense that automation might be rewriting the rules of work.
It's hard not to feel the weight of that. The idea that AI could upend our livelihoods, leaving us in a system where survival depends on grinding away on a stationary bike. How do we even begin to prepare for that?
Exactly. The Energym narrative captures a collective unease about a future where automation replaces human labor. And the question isn't just if it will happen, but how we'll adapt.
The central thesis here is that this dystopia isn't just sci-fi. It's a warning, a glimpse into what unchecked AI adoption might look like. But there's another side to the story, something that challenges the fear-driven narrative.
Oh, absolutely. The cryptocurrency and blockchain space is offering a contrasting vision, a decentralized model for AI that prioritizes user ownership and equitable value distribution. It's not just about survival, it's about reclaiming control.
That's powerful. Imagine a world where AI isn't a tool for corporate dominance, but a way to empower individuals. It's like flipping the script on the dystopia, turning the future into something we can shape, not just suffer through.
The article frames this as a fundamental crossroads. One path leads to centralized control and dystopian outcomes, while the other offers a decentralized, user-centric future. It's not just about technology, it's about who gets to decide its role.
The Energym dystopia. A mirror to our anxiety, the Energym spoof is a darkly satirical take on the consequences of AI-driven job displacement.
It imagines a world where automation has rendered most jobs obsolete, leaving humans to compete in a gamified system. It's like a twisted version of a fitness app, but with survival at stake.
In this scenario, people are forced to pedal stationary bikes to generate electricity, which is then converted into a basic income. It's absurd, but the horror of it feels eerily real.
The video's absurdity lies in its hyper-realistic portrayal of labor exploitation. Human effort is commodified, and dignity is sacrificed for efficiency. It's not just about work, it's about being reduced to a means of production.
While it's fictional, the resonance is undeniable. Current trends are already painting a similar picture. Tech layoffs, shrinking job markets, and a future where survival depends on participation in exploitative systems.
Key facts and data include 80% of jobs replaced by AI. The video's premise hinges on a future where automation has eliminated the majority of employment. It's a chilling thought. What happens when work isn't an option?
Tech layoffs and job market shifts. Major companies are cutting jobs, while white-collar openings hit decade lows. It's like the economy is in free fall, and no one's sure how to stop it.
These trends have heightened public concern. The Energym dystopia isn't just a hypothetical. It's a warning about the human cost of unchecked automation.
Economic and social consequences. The video reflects fears that AI could deepen inequality, displace workers, and create a system where human labor is reduced to a survival mechanism. It's not just about jobs, it's about identity.
The video's viral success underscores the public's growing unease. people are realizing that the future we're dreading might not be as far off as we'd like to believe.
It taps into a collective anxiety that AI's integration could lead to a future where labor is no longer valued, and survival depends on participation in exploitative systems. It's a scary thought, but it's hard to ignore.
This fear isn't unfounded. The real-world parallels between the video's narrative and current events suggest the dystopian vision is closer than we'd like to admit.
Crypto's counter-narrative. User-owned AI agents amid the dystopian fears surrounding AI. A different narrative is emerging from the crypto and blockchain space.
Proponents argue that AI need not be a tool for corporate control. Instead, it could be a user-owned asset that empowers individuals. It's a way to reclaim agency in a world that's already feeling out of control.
This vision is rooted in decentralization, transparency, and equity. It's not just about technology. It's about reshaping the power dynamics of the future.
The core idea is that AI agents should be personal digital assets governed by their owners, not corporate entities. Imagine an AI that works for you, not against you, negotiating, managing data, even generating income.
It's a radical shift. Instead of being trapped in a system that exploits us, we could be the architects of our own digital future. It's not just about survival, it's about thriving.
The article frames this as a fundamental crossroads. One path leads to centralized control and dystopia, the other to a decentralized, user-centric future. It's not just about technology, it's about who gets to decide its role.
And that's the heart of the conversation. Whether we're facing a dystopia or a revolution depends on how we choose to shape the future. The question isn't just if AI will change everything, it's how we'll navigate it.